Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pay attention! Pay attention! Stop! Pay attention!
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I was in the D Club. I was popular with girls and boys.
Okay, this guy is a real zero. That's true.
Jeff Lutz.
Which means you weren't popular with either of them.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
In your head, that's the way it is. So, okay. You're so smart. I'll let it roll.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
Via a telephone, the way they did radio in the 1700s. We are joined on the IHOP hotline by our friend Dale Faber. He was alive in the 1700s. Fabes, how you doing?
Dale Faber, are you with us?
You know, mind, heart, and soul, I'm right with you, Bobby.
There you go. This show has taken whatever few years I have left in my life. It's certainly gotten a chunk of them today so far. Thank you for being with us. So.
I'm reading you.
You're in development at Friends University. They have a big football game coming up on Saturday. They are having a whale of a season. You're also the head boys basketball coach at Bishop Carroll. You got a lot on your plate right now, my friend.
Yeah, and we'll just put some sideboards on there and just keep eating, baby. That's how we do it. So it is. So it's a good ride, and you know, we're Bishop Carroll, we're still practicing on how to practice, but our football team, I think they know what's up. So things are good here at Friends University.
Yeah, and you've been at Friends for a while in various capacities. When that school and that football team was really, really down and went through a couple coaches, couldn't really figure it out, did this moment seem possible? Was the vision clear enough that you could see the light at the end of the tunnel, which is what's happening now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we, you know, we hit a lull there, you know, the previous 4 or 5 years before Coach Harrison got here. And we felt bringing Coach in would, he was the man to get it turned. And, you know, he's certainly proven that that's the case.
Dale Faber with us, director of – what's your title at Friends, Coach? I don't want to give you something that you haven't earned.
Assistant Athletic Director of Development.
There you go. Well, that's a good title.
I don't know what I'm developing, but I am a developer.
Well, good.
I forget what I'm doing.
It's cool to see not only Friends still alive in the NAIA football playoffs, and by the way, they take on Grandview out of Iowa coming up Saturday, but Southwestern is still alive too, and those schools speak so clearly to me, kind of flagship NAIA, KCAC schools. How cool is it that both of these schools are still kicking?
You know, I think the important thing is we try to garner national respect in all areas of athletics, and football is definitely the bell cow of everything that goes on. And when you're looking at the KCAC, it's usually not highly thought of in football, basketball areas, and we struggle to get national tournament bids and that sort of thing. So to have two of us in the KCAC and to keep moving through the playoffs and have an opening round victory, and then Kansas Wesleyan had the lead in the fourth quarter. So we got our people in place as far as the teams, and now it's up to those teams to keep making hay on moving forward and keep gathering respect nationally.
This is a multi-part question, so hang with me. I'm just curious if there was a moment where you realized you missed coaching, what kind of prompted you to come back? I think we've talked about that a little bit on this show, but also what's the dynamic at Friends and you with their men's basketball program? Is it weird at all to still be involved in that school, but not coaching the basketball team anymore?
No, I think it's just important that Coach McClintock, who's taken over our basketball program, knows he has a sounding board, and he can come in here and vent a little bit, and I can understand where he's coming from. And I'm not in on the day to day any of the basketball operations, but it's fun to go to practice every day and watch the Falcons in there where I don't have to get my whole world bent out of shape because they drop a pass out of bounds or something like that. But, I enjoy it. I still enjoy basketball, and it's good to still be close enough to the program where a few people still think I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're getting bent out of shape by a high school kid. So congratulations, you've made that transition.
You know, back to molding today's youth. That's what's happening, and unfortunately, the mold that I wanted them to fit into, that's not quite the same deal anymore. I don't know. So it's going all right.
How is it going at Bishop Carroll, a place you coached before? And you're back now, and Bishop Carroll's an interesting place. They just had their football coach resign, Dusty Trail, and they're going to be making some changes in that area. You're in your first year back as a basketball coach. How's that looking so far? You alluded to, you're still a work in progress. How much progress needs to happen?
Well, I think when we look at it, we got to try to establish some sort of excitement and pride about being a Bishop Carroll basketball player. And, it's not unusual. Slippage happens, but it really comes down to talent level and getting the best players on the floor. And there's just a whole bunch more distractions than there were earlier in my career for the young people. And, they really, it's going to take them a while to get used to me and my style and so forth. But I think we got a good group, but we definitely are. Right now, we're just adequate in a bunch of areas, and that's not going to be good enough to get through the gauntlet of the City League. That's for sure. So we're going to have to step it up.
Yeah, we know you have our friend Chris Davis on your staff. He's a guy a little bit from the old school as well. Is there going to be somebody on your staff that maybe does
kind of has gone through those distractions, has experienced those a little bit. Not calling you old by any stretch. I wouldn't be able to do it either, Coach. But is there a younger guy on your staff? I guess I'll just ask it that way.
I think he just called you old, Coach. Yeah, and he's not mistaken in that area, that's for sure. But let's don't get all excited about how young Chris Davis is, so that's for sure. So and you know what? We counted the other day. I got a lot more hair than what he does, so it's something to be seen, us going back at it again. But even with Coach Davis, you know, he's had to grab me. Coach, it's different nowadays. And of course, I got a way of putting it. But basically, I said, well, it doesn't have to be, but apparently it might. After this morning's practice, I'd say, yeah, well, maybe it does have to be different. But and Coach Greg Gertz runs our freshman program, and he's oh, I don't know. He's probably 45, so he's a youngster. And then we have Coach Lawrence Barless, who's been in the program a long time. So those guys have been tremendous help to me as I try to balance both work here at Friends and getting over to Bishop Carroll and get some things done. But you know what? I tell you what, I think, you know, watching our football program here at Friends, I mean, we just get down and kick it. You know, we're averaging 480 yards a game rushing. And it is just fun to watch people have confidence in doing what they do. And we continue to just bludgeon people here. So it's pretty good. It's been fun.
And what time is the kickoff? I'd normally have that information, but we've had a little rocky day here on the radio show.
Well,
and,
we're going at noon in Des Moines, Iowa. Kickoff. Yeah, versus Grandview, who they're number two in the nation. I think we're going to be ready. We run the flex bone offense. I mean, we don't throw it but three or four times a game. We're averaging 480 yards rushing. I mean, it's sort of like when you watch the service academies play, Navy, Army, Air Force, and that sort of offense. And it's Kevontae Baker, our quarterback, Wichita Heights grad. You know, he's a man out there. So he's Derrick Henry of quarterbacks. He just like people are flies trying to tackle him. So it's been kind of fun to watch the improvement.
Friends, again, in Des Moines on Saturday to face Grandview. Last question for you. Who do you open with Carroll? And is opening night Tuesday or Friday of next week?
We don't open till December 10th. I don't know. I guess God was smiling on me thinking Fabe's going to need a few more extra days. So we must have a bye or something. But December 10th against the Blue Aces of Wichita East. Yeah.
Well,
and then the Pioneers. And then it's, I think it's the, I forget the coach's name over at Capen.
I think he just started.
So he's a rookie, isn't he, over there?
Yeah.
So,
green behind the ear.
Yeah. So it was fun to see all the few old heads that are still remaining, Coach Auer and Coach Eck. We visited a little bit the other night, so that was kind of fun.
Well, good luck in your season, and good luck with Friends University. Big, big football season for the Falcons. Dale Faber, Director of Development for the Friends Athletic Department and head basketball coach at Bishop Carroll. Fabe's always good. Let's go to lunch, you, head and me sometime. And Jeff, he wants to join us.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, have Jeff bring his wallet this time, will you? I mean, yeah. He's, I don't know how it happens, but he...
If we're going to depend on Jeff or Chris to buy, we're not going to get much, so...
Well, all right. Well, they they can have our crumbs then. I'll tell you what, I'll spring for it, Bob, this time, okay? Just you and I, though. I don't want those other vagabonds hanging around, so we'll be all right.
We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right. All right. Thanks for taking the time, guys. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye. You bet. Have a good one.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bob and Jeff Show.
Denise Neal joins us, the queen of Thanksgiving. Denise, welcome.
Queen of Thanksgiving, I like it.
Yeah, I just thought of that. Kind of fits.
Thanks.
As we approach Thanksgiving, I know one of the most popular stories you write is the restaurants that are open or that do delivery or where you can go pick up a Thanksgiving meal. How big of a deal is it to those places to have this opportunity for maybe people who don't have somewhere to be on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I mean, the list gets bigger all the time, and it's weird. It's changed over the years as COVID happened and things changed and the same way they presented things changed. But, yeah, a lot of restaurants offer buffets that you can enjoy in person that day if you don't want to cook at home. Or if you want to eat at home but not cook at home, you can go pick up the whole thing. And what's weird is that over the years since COVID, more people seem to be offering the to-go options than the dine-in. I mean, there's plenty of dine-in, but the to-go is a big deal.
Yeah, I think everybody wants to take their food back home. That makes a lot of sense. I have a non-Thanksgiving-related question. I'm sure we'll get back to Thanksgiving, but what are the, like, trends in Wichita restaurants right now? Not even necessarily food-related, but I know, like, there was a time where a whole bunch of fried chicken restaurants were opening. There was a time where it was, like, a barbecue restaurant opening every week. I don't know if it's like that anymore, but are there specific trends or styles that are prevalent right now?
I seem to notice a few trends that have popped up over the last couple of years. The main one I've noticed is boba tea. Have you guys had that before?
No, I haven't had it. My daughter loves it.
It's delicious, but there's a boba tea shop on every corner, and I feel like a new one opens every day. And then another thing that's been real popular the last year, Jeff, is Korean corn dogs, which are kind of...
Wow.
They're dipped in, it's the wiener on a stick, but it's dipped in a batter that's made with rice flour. And so the coating is kind of real chewy. It's different from the cornmeal coating. And then they'll, like, roll it in things like hot Cheeto crumbles or puffed rice or interesting things like that. And then they also make donuts out of that flour, that rice flour, and those are great, Mochi donuts. And it seems like a lot of those places are opening.
Talking with Denise Neal, Dining with Denise, her Facebook page. My goodness, 35,000 followers. How about that? That's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
What can I say?
Hello. Oh, there you go. All right.
I was just going to let you go ahead and keep admiring me.
So I think I could live to be 1,000. And one of my fondest memories of a restaurant is our frequent trips to Quoncourt out on Rock Road. And here we are all these years later, and nothing's come along to replace that. My wife and I did go to Shanghai, their buffet, the other day on Sunday, and it's pretty darn good, too. Just talk about how much we miss Quoncourt. Let's reminisce for a moment.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, of course I miss Quoncourt. Their buffet was excellent. I can still remember the hot and sour soup that I would always get, an egg roll. I mean, it was always fresh and beautiful. The thing that I have gotten interested in about Quoncourt, Bob, over the years is all the different places that operated there before Quoncourt, which is completely fascinating to me, all the things that building had been before it was Quoncourt, including Charlie Brown's, a place called The Hatch. Did you ever get to go there, Bob?
I did go to The Hatch a few times, yeah.
Oh, I would love to go to The Hatch. Now it's a dental office, and whenever I drive by, that makes me really sad. But, yeah, I mean, finding good Chinese in town gets harder every year. I mean, Ming's just closed earlier this year. They were kind of a backup. We do have a few good places left. There's good old Lee's on West Street. Shanghai, of course. There's a really interesting Chinese restaurant out on East Kellogg in that strip center that has Walmart and stuff called, oh my gosh, now I'm drawing a blank what it's called, Tinalun Bistro. That place is pretty cool.
Go.
It has some interesting and unusual things on the menu. You got to check that out.
So have you been to, go ahead, my bad.
No, I was going to try to spell it, but go ahead.
No need. Have you been out to Sharky's yet? My wife and I went out there. Pretty good.
Mm.
I was just curious about what you think about the location. It feels like a tough location. And about if that's the type of place that typically can last in a town like Wichita.
Well, Sharky's is a Hawaiian and poke place that opened in front of the Warren a couple of months ago. I have always been kind of surprised that places that sit right on 21st Street in front of the Warren Theater can't make a go of it, but that has seemed to be the case over the years on that strip center. You would think that place would be pretty easy to make a go in. But Sharky's has Hawaiian food, which is kind of interesting, you know, the different kinds of chicken and spam, wasabi type things. But I think they also have poke, which is one of my favorite things in town. And the guy that owns it also owns Crafted, the poke place at 21st and Webb, which is the best one in my opinion. So, I mean, people just got to open their minds and try it. We've had a few Hawaiian places that have kind of been here for quite some time now. His poke place has made it for a while. There's a new poke chain in town. And there's the Noble House. They've been around here for 7 or 8 years. So, yeah, I think it can make it. It has a specific audience. But what'd you try, Jeff?
you're not going to be very enthused by this. I went with the chicken tenders and the fried rice.
How adventurous.
Yeah, boy, nothing speaks
Korean
adventure
fried
like
chicken.
That.
It was Korean,
okay,
fried,
Korean
chicken,
fried
and
chicken.
I thought
that's
it was good.
That's good.
Yeah, we had the teriyaki chicken with the rice, which was also good. I should expand more, but I just felt like something simple that night. It wasn't necessarily that I'm going to go here just to get chicken tenders. I'll expand my horizons the next time we go out there.
Well, I got to tell you guys, poke is one of my favorite things. It is so good. you just build your own bowl with rice, and then you can pick a meat, which is like raw tuna or raw salmon, or you can get cooked shrimp. I always get tuna. And you can put like edamame and green onions and ginger and all these sauces and sesame seeds, avocado, crab salad. Oh, my gosh, it's good.
My goodness. Talking with Denise Neal, our food expert and restaurant expert. So I've been reading. I love to peruse and read your stuff and others. Not many others, but I like to see what's happening in restaurants. And I have tried to expand my horizons a little bit. Tell us about this new restaurant called Eclipse at Central and Tyler. What do you know about it?
Well, that place is owned by the father of the woman who owns that Amore Italian restaurant over at 21st and Amadon, where Neighbors used to be.
Right.
So her father needed a project. And best I know about it, it's a bar and grill, just a kind of a straightforward bar and grill with bar food and stuff. And he just, that place is also one of those places that struggled to keep a tenant. So we'll see how he does over there. But it's open again. It's been a lot of things over the years. Wasn't that Angelo's for a while? It's been Red Mesa. It's been the Augustino Brewing. It's been an Indian place. So that place is always evolving, but we'll see how he does. Just sounds like an old-fashioned bar and grill.
Denise, are you a traditional Thanksgiving eater? You go with all the traditional foods? Or since you are a foodie of sorts, do you go off the beaten path a little bit?
Well, heck no. You got to do the traditionals, Jeff. And we do the same recipes my mom's been doing since we were little, even though I question often if they are the best recipes. They are our recipes, and we stick with them. But there are a few things, as I have become foodified, that I insist upon that have not always been the case at my Thanksgiving. For example, no heat and serve rolls. The rolls must be yeast rolls that were raised. They must be puffy and buttery. I will accept no less, and I will take care of it. The other problem, Jeff and Bob, I hope you don't have this problem. My father insists on overcooking the turkey. He thinks he's going to get food poisoning if that thing is not cooked within an inch of its life. And I'm sorry, no. It must be pulled out the moment that it reaches the ideal temperature so that it's juicy. Otherwise, Thanksgiving is ruined. So my dad and I fight a lot over when the turkey needs to come out of the oven.
Have you won that battle?
I win it, man. I fight a lot harder than he does. And I mostly have everybody on my side. Nobody wants to eat dry turkey but him.
You've given me another idea that I'd like to share with you as a potential idea for one of your stories.
Well,
you know,
here,
I
Bob.
Like best of ranking things. You know, I love that. Who has the best rolls in town?
Ooh. Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah. I think Jeff could be right. Those things are amazing.
Who'd Jeff say?
Texas Roadhouse. It's yeasty roll.
It's hard to beat Texas
top
Roadhouse.
With all that honey butter. Those things
Texas
are dangerous.
Roadhouse would be in the top five for sure. That could be an interesting story.
It could be, and it would force me to go around town and eat a lot of bread, which I'm up for.
I would be.
Hey, Denise, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for spending some time with us. Tell your family hello.
I will. And, Bob, I feel like I've spent the whole day with you because the Eagle Bigwigs have been in my back room all day working on that documentary.
Yeah, Denise's husband, Travis, and her very good friend, Jamie, are working on a documentary covering the statue theft and really everything about League 42, and we're really excited about that debut, and we think it's going to happen relatively soon, right?
I think so, but I hear your voice in my back room every day, all day.
Wow.
It's like you're here.
Comforting.
I know, it is very comforting to me, actually.
Thank you, Denise. We love you.
Okay, you guys have a good one.
All right, Denise Neal from the Wichita Eagle, Kansas.com. make sure to follow her on Facebook, her Dining with Denise page. As I said, many, many, many followers. All right, we've made it through an hour. We're doing our best, folks. We're trudging through on a Tuesday. We'll play a game a little bit later on in the show. We'll be back in a minute.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.